Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Welcome back, Weekend Breakfast, Alison Curtis with you. Today FM, as promised, I think actually, Mario, has this become, because it only happened once last year, we can call it a tradition this year though, that you're on the show in December.
Oh, I'm always on the show in December because I'm always hawking my wares somewhere. So, I thank you so much for having me all the time, Alison. I leverage our friendship too much.
No, you don't. I do. Love having you on.
It's very hard, see, for listeners out there, it's very hard to push it with your friends. You just don't know, like, because you sort of, your friend, you think your friends would have you on the show, but then you never ask them because they're your friends. And then they sort of go, well, I better ask him so, because he hasn't asked me. And then you come on and then you're really grateful. So, because, you know,
I'm grateful too, because it's just one less guest slot I have to take. So it's just there. Thank you.
But when I'm all washed up, Alison, and finished, I mean, will you still be going, come on the show because you're my friend? Nobody knows who you are anymore, but like, just come on because it's my friend Mario.
I feel I'm going to be washed up.
It's my
you.
Little friend. See, he used to do funny voices. And he used to be really good about accents.
And now, no, yeah. I'll be washed up before you. Yeah. So the tour is a big story this year, next year, starting next year.
Well, it dominated my whole year, really, yeah. Alison. And I mean, and it's something that's part of your life as well, because you started on the breakfast show.
I didn't make any contributions to GIFT. We know this. We've
been
through
this.
You did
make contributions to GIFT.
I had zero ideas because I didn't know who anybody was.
Do you want me to say who you were again?
No, no,
Britney Spears,
no,
Dolly Parton, the narrator on Bertie's Cinderella. And,
but it's such a big deal, like, and it's so many years.
It's 25 years, yeah. And I suppose I'm getting messages from people, Irish people around the world about that as well on the socials, you know. And do you know, it seems 25 years seems to mean more to other people than it does to yourself.
Right.
Yeah, because other people look and they take a sort of an interest in you every so often and then they go, my God, 25 years.
Yeah.
And then, of course, that is how they bookended a lot of things in their life. So they go, I remember when I was 8 listening to GIFT Grub. Like, there was somebody I was talking to yesterday who was at my show, my first ever tour in Cork, and they were 15.
Wow.
And now like they're 31.
Yeah.
And people who used to listen to GIFT Grub when they were 12 at the beginning with Bertie, and now they're 37.
I know.
And tragically they say to me, and you know that you're the only way I know anything about politics. And I'm going, are you saying that
you voted based on GIFT Grub?
That's why I've been keeping Fianna Fáil in power for 20 years. Because it's all like, Jesus.
But this has come up a lot.
That's just a bit of crack.
It has come up a lot that you've popularized and made people sympathetic towards certain political figures, like Pascal, for example.
Well, and this came up again in another conversation that was happening, because when somebody is doing an impression of somebody on the radio, you can't do an impression of somebody and the audience just go, I hate that character.
I know.
And the person who's doing the impression, namely me, and writing for it, you have to find something in them that's sympathetic.
And human.
And human.
Yeah.
That you like. And you hear actors talking about, Hugh Grant talking about, why did you take on this character, Hugh? This odious character. Well, I mean, I found something I liked in him. And I think if you can't...
We both like bacon.
Whatever. I think if you can't find something you like in a character, don't do it, you know? And so they all find something they like.
Yeah.
So you often find actors going, I can't play this character if I can't find anything I can't like.
Mm.
So...
Because Bertie was the first where people are like, actually, I now like this guy, even though he's sent the country down.
Bertie isn't the devil.
No.
I mean, he's had serious financial question marks over his in his life. No bank account, the Minister for Finance, where did the money come from, the whip rounds and all that. We look at this. We've talked about it. We're aware of this. But the other thing is that he's a major political and social figure in Ireland.
Of course.
He was also responsible for the peace process in many ways. And apart from that, as a kind of a comedy character, he's gold.
Yeah.
The Man United, the Bass, the Nicky Byrne, the Westlife, the Jesus, the Dublin accent, the Gift. So let's not get away from the fact that he was a golden comic character.
Yeah.
As Pascal is a very funny comic character, you know, and
he didn't knock on my door this year.
I'm very sorry about that, Alison.
Where were you? Hello.
This was me. This was the sound of me.
I'm not knocking on your door. Yeah, but you made a lot of people go, oh, I really like that guy.
And people going, I really like Michael D. Higgins. And everything. I mean, Michael D. Higgins. So let's reverse this.
Okay.
Everybody likes Michael D. Higgins.
Yes.
But Michael D. Higgins, I could make an argument that Michael D. Higgins is a chocolate old fat.
who just gives out all the time and is a bit of a socialist and is a bit of a communist, actually. Why do we have people who aren't money in Ireland at all? We should be giving our money to each other. We should be living in our underpants.
Right? Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
So, but it's pointless because everybody loves Michael D anyway.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I probably even make him more likable.
What about this? Is there someone, I don't know if I've asked you this
before. Joan Burton.
Yeah.
Can you say that was likable?
Yes. Favorite character. Have I asked you this before? Is there someone that you just can't get?
Oh, yeah. Sure, you know that.
No.
Well, I mean, there's two ways of doing somebody you can't get. One is, don't do them. And the other is do them in a
so crazy,
ridiculous. Yeah. Like Joan Burton doesn't sound like Joan Burton, but you believe it.
Yes.
You know, I remember Barack Obama. I couldn't really do him. And then after a while of trying Barack Obama, I was going, who cares?
Yeah. He's not listening. Or maybe he is.
Well, no, not that. It's just that he wasn't a great character for anybody. And I remember even watching Saturday Night Live going, how are other people doing? They went through about five Barack Obamas.
Yeah, they did.
And they were all kind of just
average.
Bland.
Yeah.
And you're going, the comic character of Barack Obama was so unimpressive compared to the Barack Obama.
Yeah.
And of course, when you're in down that road, you're finished.
Yeah.
Because it's hard. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
Because Barack Obama himself was difficult to do because he was convincing.
Yes.
Charming, persuasive, believable.
He was quite unique in human. How he spoke, though.
He had a lovely voice, not a bad voice.
Mm-hmm.
He was cool, but not too cool.
Yeah.
He was, so very hard to poke fun at.
Yeah.
I mean, when you have a president who the biggest crime he committed his entire presidency was wearing a tan suit. For audiences out there who don't know,
look
this.
Look how far they've come.
Barack Obama once wore a tan suit as president and Fox News went ape going, it's unpresidential for a man, the president, to wear a tan suit. And then Trump came after him and went, well, he's a great
actually,
guy.
Actually, that wasn't so bad.
He's a great guy.
Maybe we'll let him off the hook for that.
Yeah.
But the thing that also fascinates me, and I always kind of think of The Simpsons and different things like that do have such longevity.
Mm.
I've said this to you a million times. Like I'm a broken record, but the fact that it's so long with you and Ian's brains, you've had other contributors, not myself, but you've had other people on the team, but it really is you two, and like for it to last that long with that many ideas.
Yeah, I mean,
it is a
in the last few years, I would have to give Charlie Halligan a lot of credit as well.
Yeah.
Charlie's brain is kind of, I could see his brain changing in the last few years.
He's like, I must give them ideas.
And it kind of becomes slightly a thing of pride. Like, so I kind of go, I've got this, and this. What have you got, Charlie?
Yeah.
And Charlie always has something.
Yeah.
And
I would well believe it.
In fairness, he's very good, he's got really good comic sensibilities. And I think he's actually grown in that respect. And it's been very, very helpful to me.
Yeah.
And therefore to Ian.
So what about writing for the tour then?
Yeah. So writing for the tour is mainly a me and Ian thing.
Yeah.
And
it's nice to see you some Sundays around the building.
Yeah. Yeah. We come in on Sundays and we just knock our heads together in a studio. And Ian will have a phone full of ideas and I'll have a phone full of ideas. And we'll literally scattergun our ideas at them.
Yeah.
And he'll go, I have this thing written down, right? It might be just rubbish, right? And he'll go, and I'll start cackling.
No, it's genius.
I'll start cackling and go, that is actually funny. Like,
yeah.
I'll give you this. Nobody's heard this before, and this isn't sound that funny so far, but it will be funny on the night because I think it's going to go in the show.
Okay.
I'm going to try and become the three wolf tones in the show because the wolf tones are huge. Handlebar mustaches everywhere, right? And I even have the song. I can't
I
tell
do
you.
Like
the
when you have a beard on.
I can't tell you what song I'm going to sing.
Okay.
And it's an original song. No, that we've made.
All
we're
right,
going to make
okay.
a original song. I'll tell you when the mic is off. But I'm going to try and become the three wolf tones at the Three Arena. Because, like, they won't go away. They're like a wasp.
Now this is our final tour. No,
yeah,
this is
the farewell
tour.
And I'm going to put an end to it.
The
three wolf tones. Yeah. And I'm going to have to do, this is a hard one for me, but I'm going to do Trump live.
Okay.
I'm doing Trump live. And I'm thinking about doing him at every audience is a rally.
But see, you're going to have loads of people there. You're going to have like a little red ear.
What?
A little red ear.
I might do the assassination.
Yeah.
At every rally.
Yeah, I do.
No, that in Cork, people tried to assassinate me. And I just hit the deck.
Yeah.
Right? But then the other one
You'll
was
a lot
that.
Of ketchup.
Yeah, so that. And then I'm going to do the Burks.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah, but not Enoch.
Okay.
I love the mother. She's like a beetle.
Sorry.
She's like a beetle.
Yes.
Right? Her head pops up like a beetle, right? And she's there. This is blasphemous, right? And she's into the camera. This is blasphemous. But what I love most is the brother of Enoch that doesn't speak.
Yeah.
He's always there. Blasphemous. She's like, God hates you. God hates you all. And he's there. God hates you. God hates you. God hates you. God hates you. God hates you.
So you're going to do all the Burks.
Burks, Wolf Tones, Trump. And I'm going to have a thing maybe which happens like that. Like every so often there's a bell that rings or something. And it means that I have to go back in time and do a classic.
Okay. Which, I love that. Yeah, that's
so
good.
So it might mean that I have to. Now it'll all be kind
you have
of
to
prepared.
Go back and do Yap.
I have to go back and do like. Flatley's for the dance with yes. two punters from the audience. I just okay. have to do it, or I have to do Sky Sports GAA,
yeah.
or I have to do some classic sketch that people would know.
Yeah, that's
and,
great.
And so it's going to be new stuff. But like every so often, I have to go back in time and do something from the 25.
Which people would love that.
Which 25 years?
So
yeah.
So where are you starting?
So I'm starting in what Ian and myself sort of think is has many ways become the home of Gift Grub, which was Cork.
Okay.
And in Cork, because it's such a political town and they love the piss take so much. And so we're starting there on February 28th, Friday, February 28th and March 1st. And there's very few tickets left. And then we're going all around the country, Limerick, Galway, Waterford.
Waterford special, fourth night.
Yeah, Waterford special because I'm coming home.
Yeah.
And for anybody who doesn't know... Waterford has this amazing theatre called the Waterford Theatre Royal.
Yeah.
Which is the oldest theatre in Ireland.
Is it?
Yeah, 1804.
It's beautiful.
1804.
I didn't know
so
it was the oldest.
220 years.
Wow.
I'm nearly sure it's the oldest. 220 years old. And it's absolutely amazing. It's three levels. And it's been refurbished in the last 20, 30 years. Unbelievable place. Anyway, we added a fourth night there. And
incredible
fourth night. I used to do the Forum and our bingo hall. And that kind of got done away with. We used to go down to Downs's for a couple of points afterwards. And so Waterford Theatre Royal, which is a legendary place, and doing that for four nights. And then Limerick, Galway, Leisureland, UL, all around the country. And then the big one for
yes.
anyone out there who wants to go and see me in the biggest show of my life and genuinely see me poop my pants.
I remember though when we went for dinner with another close friend and you were like, I have some news, and all of a sudden I was like,
yes.
oh my god, please say
yes,
it's
you were
news.
One of the first people I told.
But I was like, please say it's good news, and you're like, it's the Three Arena, and it just like hit both of us going,
yeah.
oh my god, it hit us in a way that we were like, this is an obvious thing for you to be doing.
Well,
but
not so
I understand
obvious.
Why
I mean, a
comedian it's scary.
Doing a Three Arena is scary.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen American comedians do it, and everything we see, that you know, you hear all these Chuck Chad. The most legendary American Arizona comedian is back. He's added a second night. Chuck Chad in Three Arena. I'm going, sorry. Who's Chuck Chad?
But see, this is the thing.
And then my son or something will go, do you not know Chuck Chad, you Asian? He's huge.
I know Chuck Chad. No, just kidding. But it's because people are so attached to you as an institution that I've no doubt it's going to go
okay.
extremely well.
Well, I'll be honest with you now, because you and Leah were two of the first people I told that I was doing the Three Arena. I was so excited about it. And I'm like genuinely scared.
Yeah.
But I'm not so scared now because I could see that the tickets are selling.
Yeah.
And I could see that, you know, there's still tickets left, because it's as if no matter when you see tickets for the Three Arena, there's always tickets left unless you're Chuck Chad. Unless you're Chuck Chad or Oasis.
Is it all on Ticketmaster? Everything's
it's
on Ticketmaster.
It's all on Ticketmaster, but I'm just saying, because I go, is it sold yet? And they went, no, there's still loads of tickets to be sold. I said, but there's loads of tickets sold, isn't there?
I know,
loads.
It's big, venue.
I know, it's big. It's
yeah.
cavernous.
Yeah.
So it's the biggest one I'll ever do. And
but do you not think that this is appropriate for this stage of your career to actually be scared about something?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think so.
It is. I mean, I know it's a cliche and you see it on Instagram all the time and do something that scares you, but it is.
Yeah,
it is, you're
I
right.
know, I know.
It is, and it keeps you... It keeps you hungry and it keeps you
excitement
and
up.
Young. Keeps
yeah.
you young. You can't, like, I do understand that concept of not letting yourself go to such an extent. You have to keep challenging yourself, no matter what area of life you're in.
Yeah, completely.
You really do, because
especially when we
it's
like,
a cliche, but staying still
doing.
Is going backwards.
Yeah.
And you have to kind of go, I kind of want to push myself a little bit here.
Because we've been doing what we're doing for a long time
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, and you can kind of get, you can get in and get stale. Like, for example, when I'm just doing Gift Grub.
Yes.
I find my Gift Grub sketches I get worse.
Okay.
Just when I'm just, but when I find I'm doing Gift Grub, a tour and a television and a podcast.
It's just.
The sketches get better and better because you're busier.
Yeah.
And you're more, the ideas are feeding into each other.
I get that.
Exactly. So in other words, don't sit in your laurels. Don't get lazy. Try and push yourself, you know.
So what's the date I'm putting in my diary again?
Well, March, which one do you want to come to?
I want to go to a
Three
few.
Arena. Yeah,
but a few. So
well,
Three
Friday,
Arena.
March 28th is
okay.
Three Arena.
It's amazing.
You're lucky. You won't have to pay for tickets.
that's great. Thank you. It's going to be amazing. Mario Rosenstock, as always, thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah,
to Breakfast.
Thank you, Alison, as always. And I can't wait for the day when you're sick of me coming on.
Thank you, Mario.
Thank you,
bye.
Friend.
Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here. Today.